One of the questions which is relevant every Yom Tif, and we touched upon this before one of the previous Shalosh Regalim, is when it comes to saying Yizkor, the minhag of many is to light a Ner Neshama for the day on which one says Yizkor. Same way there's a minhag to light a Ner Neshama when one has Yahrzeit, minhag perhaps because the Ner represents Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Ner and Neshama are associated one with another. So too the minhag is to light a Ner Neshama, or what's called a Yahrzeit Licht, when one says Yizkor. And the poskim discuss whether one may do so on Yom Tif or not. What is the basis for the discussion? The basis for the discussion is the following. We know that melacha that is necessary for ochal nefesh purposes, for food preparation purposes, is permissible on Yom Tif. And therefore, havara, igniting a flame, is allowed for the sake of cooking. And on top of that, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph and Beitza tells us that according to Beis Hillel, one is allowed to perform the melacha of hotza'ah for even non-food purposes, as long as it is nonetheless filling a Yom Tif need. So for that reason, the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph tells us that Beis Hillel is matir to be motzi es hakatan, es halulav, es hasefer Torah, l'sha sarabim. That when there's a Yom Tif need to carry a young child into l'sha sarabim, to carry one's lulav, on sukkahs obviously, to carry a sefer Torah for purposes of kriyas Torah, when there's a Yom Tif need, Beis Hillel paskins that one can perform that malacha, which is permissible for the sake of ochel nefesh, preparation of food, is also permissible for other Yom Tif needs as well. And this, therefore, is a hetter that extends to malachos such as hotza'ah and havara, just to name two. The Mishnah Berurah adds other examples that not so relevant necessarily for us today, but shechita. We would say these malachos that are relevant to ochal nefesh, we apply the rule of mitoch, that when there is a Yom Tif need, those malachas are permissible even for non-ochal nefesh purposes. So we discussed that in an earlier shiur. It's not so obvious. It's a question. It's a very serious question as to what the basis for that heter is. The heter always has been that one benefits from lighting candles because it provides light in the home. And that was true for thousands of years, that candles was your only source of light in the home. So therefore, it's a tzorach Yom Tif to have light in your home. So havara, which is permissible for food cooking purposes, is permissible for other needs, such as providing illumination. The question we discussed in the previous year is, nowadays, when one has electric lighting, which provides me all my illumination needs, why is the minhag or the halacha still allow one to light candles for Yom Tif? That's a different discussion we had. It's a good question. I understand, right. The question is, why is that permissible nowadays if it doesn't provide the same Yom Tif that it once did? So that's a valid question. But at the very least, there you can say it provides light. I mean, so to keep the answer simple, it provides light. The Yahrzeit Licht is not providing light. On the contrary, people light a Ner Neshama, they don't do it to illuminate, they do it because daf gets for the Neshama's memory. So it's not to provide illumination. So it's a very clear distinction between the two scenarios. So the halacha actually says quite explicitly in Simen Tov Kuf Yodalad Sif Hey that a ner shel batala, says the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? Dehainu she'eno tzarech lo, a ner which you don't have a need for. It's not providing illumination. Also ladliko, you're not allowed to light that ner on Yom Tif. The heter of mitoch shehutra havar letzarech, hutra nami shlo letzarech means, when there's a Yom Tif need, I can ignite a flame on Yom Tif. But the ner that is not being used for illumination purposes, it's a ner shel batala, eino tzarech lo, there's no such hatzah to light such a ner on Yom Tif. The Shulchan Aruch then, in Tav Kuf Yudal Sif Hei, adds, but the ner of a base Knesses, that's not considered a Ner Shel Batala, that we view as being a ner that is necessary for the covered Beis HaKnesses, and therefore that you could light on Yom Tov in Shul. In other words, if one's lighting Neris in Shul for the sake of covered Beis HaKnesses, then such a ner, one is allowed to light on Yom Tov as well, because the covered Beis HaKnesses is considered itself a tzorech that is permissible, therefore, on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Berurah therefore writes, maybe it's getting back to your question, Marcel, Neiris that a little kavod Yom Tov is pasha that it's mutter. Kavod Yom Tov, mitzvah, pasha that it's mutter. Okay, so that's as far as Neiris Yom Tov is concerned. But what about the Neir Neshama, as it's referred to? So the Bir Halacha, in his comments on that sif in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, says the following. Bir Halacha says, and he's addressing a Neir Shel Yortzeit, not a Neir of Yisker, but okay, we'll make the jump eventually. Neir Shel Yortzeit. Someone has a Yortzeit in Yom Tov and wants to light a Neir Neshama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Bir Halacha, he says, if you didn't light it Erev Yom Tov, meaning that would be the ideal, light it Erev Yom Tov. If you didn't, then at the very least, light it in a room where you are eating, because it will add illumination to that room. And better yet, says the Bir Halacha, light it in Shul, because every time you light an Neir in Shul, that's covered by second SS. So writes the Bir Halacha with regard to a Neir of Yortzeit. Ideally, Erev Yom Tov. If not, at least light it in the room that you're eating so it adds illumination. And even better yet, light it in Shul. Now, the light in Shul, that I don't think is going to be that feasible nowadays. We're not looking for added concerns of fire safety in Beis Knesses, and I don't think that anyone anyways is looking to come and bring their Yisker candles to Shul and have them burning around the room. So that's not an option for us nowadays. So light it in the room that I eat in because it's Mosif Ora. Is that true nowadays? Like I said before, once upon a time, before electricity in the homes, and a Hanami, every candle you lit was Mosif Ora. But nowadays, lighting candles even in your dining room is it really Mosif Ora? Probably not, unless you're electric lights are quite dim, but generally speaking, it's not going to be most of Ora. So you can't even see anything. Also true. Right. Also true. Right. If you have the glass, at least then you can see it. But if it's the metal one and it starts right, burning through, you're not going to see much of it. That's a good point. So the Bir Halacha then concludes, B'shas Harchak, listen to his words, Efsher diyesh lahatir b'chol gavni. B'shas Harchak, maybe one can be matir. He's not giving a resounding vote of approval here. He's saying, maybe b'shas Harchak, meaning you couldn't light it on Erev Yom Tov, for whatever reason, or it burned out. And you can't light it in the Beis Knesses, as we can't nowadays. And you can't light it in the room where you're eating. To be most of Ora. At the very least, Bir Halacha says, maybe one can be matir, b'shas Harchak, regardless. Why? What's the svara? Because since it's a candle that is being lit, l'chvod avosav, it's ke'ein ner shel mitzvah. Maybe it's like a ner shel mitzvah. You light a candle based kinesis, cover based kinesis, that's allowed. So maybe, therefore, this is also a ner shel mitzvah. Now, the Bir Halacha is quoting a tshuvas ksav sofer. The ksav sofer in Siman Samachay is addressing this shaila and tshuva to his own son, Rav Zussman Sofer. And Ksav Sofer writes as follows. He also says, well, the efsher, maybe when you light the candle in the room that you're eating in, it's mosif or, maybe that's one basis to be lenient. He says, and also, as Bir Halacha cited, I think it's mutter because it's considered a mitzvah, because the minhag is to light this ner neshama l'chavod ha'avos, based on the pasuk we cited earlier, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. So therefore, it's a mitzvah because it's l'chavod avosav. And therefore, the Ksav Sofer concludes, he says that, listen to what he says. He says, just like we're matir aner in the Beis Knesses, because it's a mitzvah to light it, so too aner of Yortzeit, if we consider it a mitzvah, the zman is dafka, the day on which his father or mother died, so it's mutter. And then he adds that since people are so makbid on it, so therefore, if you don't light it, it's going to cause tremendous tsar for the individual, and that's going to therefore impinge upon his Simchas Yomtiv, which is an interesting chiddush as noted in Sefer Yomtiv Kilchaso, that the heter to light the candle, according to this svar, is if I don't do it, I'll be b'tzar. Therefore, I have a heter to light it because that's Simchas Yomtiv. As he's viewing the avoidance of tzar as a positive fulfillment of Simchas Yomtiv. It's interesting logic. I mean, not necessarily would you assume that lighting the yahrzeit licht is generating simcha. On the contrary, it's simply just avoiding tzar. Many people, when they light a yahrzeit licht, they're going to be maybe a little bit more tzar. If someone's parent died recently, you light the yahrzeit licht, they'll cause tzar. Elamai will cause more tzar if he didn't do it. So that's considered simchas yomtiv. To avoid more tzar is considered simchas yomtiv. That's except so for svar, that maybe that itself is a basis for heter to be matur the yahrzeit licht because it's mishum simchas yomtiv to avoid more tzar by not lighting it. Interesting argument. Now, again, and a chanami, 100% correct. Right. So nowadays we have a plethora of possibilities out there in the stores. So in a chanami this year, bedafka, a 24-hour candle won't work. A 48-hour candle won't work, but get a three-day candle. That's the best advice, 100%. According to Bir Halacha, it seems that's partially the best way to go. That lighted Erev Shabbos, get a very least 72-hour candle. I mean, you can get right. That's probably the best option. That'd be the chatchila for sure, the best way to go, 100%. The Bir Halacha and the Ksav Sofer, who were talking, Bidi Evid, if you couldn't light Erev Yom Tov, what do you do then? So they were matir and near shul yard sites. Would the same svar apply to a yizker licht? Is that the same svara? I mean, one could argue, well, if the near shul yard site is covered avos, so the yizker candle is also covered avos. Are people makbid on the yizker candle as much as they're makbid on the yartzeit candle? Yeah, presumably. It seems to be pretty universal, presumably. Now, we don't necessarily have the same heterim the Be'er Locha spoke of lighting in the Beis Knesses, or even being mosif or in your dining room. Mosif or is not necessarily the most, best heter, so to speak. Bisman has that we have electric lights. But therefore, it's in l'chatchila, one should certainly light the three-day candle in advance of Shabbos this year. If one did not do so, then l'chor, the next best option is to light it from an existing flame wherever you light your Neres Yomtiv. You know, whatever hat to rely upon, to light Neres Yomtiv in the dining room where we assume it's Kavod Yomtiv and it's Oneg Yomtiv. So then this candle also should be lit in the same place, if need be, on Yomtiv from an existing flame. And the truth is, Tzitzel Yezrin, it's true, as in Chelek Vav, does extend the hat from the Poskim's discussion of Yartad candle to Yisker candle. He says that he thinks the same Svara, Bizman Hazeh, should apply because people are so makbid on this minig of a Yartad candle. But there's no question that L'chatchila, it's far better to light it Erev Yom Tov. And even though in generations past, perhaps there was more to rely upon to light it on Yom Tov because it was the source of illumination. But Bismanenu is certainly far better to light it in advance of Yom Tov, or this year in advance of Shabbos, and in the Shemir Shabbos Kachas as well, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, he writes, a Ner Neshama that is lit in the home, one must light it Erev Yom Tov. If he didn't, or if for whatever reason you can't, because you don't have a long-lasting candle, for example, then at the very least, he writes, light it in the dining room next to your Neres Yom Tov. That's if you can't light it Erev Yom Tov. That's with regard to the malachas that are mutar Yom Tov l'chatchila, right? Food preparation malachas. Food prep malachas that you could have done with equal results before Yom Tov, you shouldn't postpone to Yom Tov itself. Correct. But we're saying now, Havara is a malacha that is mutar l'gamri for Ochel Nefesh. You can't cook with equal results on Erev Yom Tov the same way you can fresh on Yom Tov. Right. If you light Erev Yom Tov. So, posting my chatchila, you should light Erev Yom Tov. If you couldn't, for whatever reason, anus, it blew out, you couldn't have a long enough lasting candle, then you have to light it on Yom Tov. But simcha chatchila, one should light it on Yom Tov.